Consumers in nearly every major U.S. city are feeling the pinch of the rising cost of natural gas. The demand for natural gas has skyrocketed this year. A growing number of power plants are using it as a fuel source, and this winter has been colder than normal. Last month, the Midwest registered its second coldest December on record. About 85% of the households in the Midwest use natural gas to heat their homes. Some consumers have seen their heating bills almost quadruple from the same time last year. In Chicago, city officials have started taking steps to help consumers and to question why things have gotten so bad. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Whatever the reasons behind it, the repercussions of the soaring cost of natural gas are probably felt most deeply in a place like this, in a small, tidy kitchen on Chicago's south side, where Beulah Jones sits at a table and writes out her monthly bills. The 79-year-old retired healthcare worker slowly shakes her head, opens her checkbook, and points to recent entries made out to the gas company.
This is the bill from last month, $157.14. And this month is $357.
That's more than double what Jones paid for her gas bill a year ago. She says she was devastated when she opened up her December bill.
Ooh, it was a blow. It was staggering, you know. It was unbelievable, really. My largest imagination, I didn't think it would be that much.
And it's going to get worse. People's Gas, a natural gas distributor in the Chicago area, said prices are due to go up at least another 40% for January. The city and state have stepped in to help ease the burden for some consumers. Last week, state lawmakers voted to expand a heating subsidy program. And Chicago Mayor Richard Daley proposed $1.5 million for additional heating assistance. At the same time, the city started to demand some answers from People's Gas. Officials with the company were pulled up in front of Chicago City Council for questioning. People's Gas said it had no indication the prices would go this high. But William Abold, Chicago's Commissioner of Environment, says that's ridiculous.
People's has provided explanations that are far from adequate. It absolutely doesn't wash that the company didn't know that demand was going up. It's been talking about the increase in demand for at least the last 2 years. It put a proposal forward that the city council held hearings on that said we need a pipeline in the middle of Lake Michigan because demand is going through the roof.
Abold says the city will closely follow the annual review of People's Gas by the Illinois Commerce Commission this spring. The commission looks at whether People's Gas has been prudent in buying natural gas on behalf of the customer. Commissioner Abold says the utility company has not met that burden. But People's Gas, even though it has reserves in storage, still has to buy on the spot market, which is both expensive and volatile. Corinne Pettigrew, a spokesperson for People's Gas, says the company is just passing on its costs to the customer.
What we pay for the gas and the costs associated with getting that gas from the wellhead, if you will, to the city gate and into storage and the transportation costs associated with that are passed straight through. So there's no profit, no markup on prices if they go up or if they go down.
Pettigrew says People's Gas is at the mercy of a classic supply and demand situation. But Jonathan Goldman with the CUB, a utilities watchdog group, disagrees. He says the price increase far outweighs the demand for natural gas. But he says the price hike is not all the utility's fault, and that gas producers and the middlemen are also to blame. Goldman says his group has asked for a federal investigation to examine what's happening with the commodities market.
Somewhere in the supply chain, someone is making an awful lot of money on natural gas right now. And it's no coincidence that one of the best sectors on Wall Street in the past year, when we've seen, you know, all of these horror stories, has been the energy sector. A lot of these companies that produce and market natural gas and oil are seeing record profits right now.
Goldman says in the deep chill of this winter, an increasing number of people are having to choose between heating their homes or buying food and medicine. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.